Hello, and welcome to this Growth Strategy Partners Keys to Growth podcast. I'm Paul Plotzik, and in this session, I'm going to talk about a way to give performance feedback that actually improves performance. Have you ever wondered, why is giving good performance feedback so difficult? Well, we think some of the difficulty comes from a technique many people use called constructive criticism. We know what word most people focus on when they hear that phrase. And this technique of constructive criticism has something called a feedback sandwich in it to structure the conversation. You usually start off by focusing on the strengths of the individual, then you provide the criticism, then you round out the feedback with making some positive comments that can be expected if the criticism is acted upon. Typically, after some defensive and self-protective comments from the employee, the employee is supposed to improve on the performance you talked about and feel motivated to do so. More often than not, even our best employees leave feeling disappointed. Many of our clients have said to us, there must be a better way. So we've designed a methodology that involves a technique called reframing. This is well known in the field of psychology. It's used for altering negative or self-defeating thought patterns by deliberately replacing them with positive, constructive ones. Let me offer an example from one of the most unlikely of sources, exercise equipment. I was in the gym working out on a Stairmaster-style exercise machine one day, lost in thought, when a sign on the control panel flashed, "Climb faster." The machine was telling me very specifically what my behavior should be to achieve the settings I had programmed on the machine, the expectations I had for this particular workout. The feedback was given with no judgment, no name-calling, no personal opinion or assumptions about why I was not moving at a particular speed. It just told me to climb faster. I thought, that's good feedback. A bit more detail, such as the specific speed I was expected to attain and a time frame, would have made it excellent feedback. So what can we learn from this machine? The most value and possibility of behavior change will come out of a statement of the unmet expectations. That is, what you expect from the employee that they are not displaying. The machine said, climb faster. The place to discover these unmet expectations is in the source of the complaint. Reframing is a way to articulate the complaints that you've been thinking about an employee and turn them into forward-focused statements about expectations. These complaints, that is your self-talk, actually point to the desired performance expected. As an example, if the exercise machine could think, the control panel may have flashed the complaint, you're climbing too slowly. Instead, it flashed the unmet expectation that was at the source of the complaint or that the complaint was pointing to. It wanted me to climb faster. The program indicated what was expected without criticism or judgment. Here's a quick example to illustrate what I mean. In a recent conversation with a manager at a biotech company, she indicated one of her techs was typically taking much too long to do his experiments. She told him he was a good employee, but he was too slow and he needed to not take so long. In fact, the manager told me he was taking twice as long as expected. And so based on what the manager shared with me, her complaint, I suggested the following feedback. I suggested she say to him, you need to get the experiments completed in half the time. Let's go through the methods that you're using for the experiments to see if we can find a way for you to save some time and perhaps be more efficient. Manager's expectations were in her complaint. That is, this fellow was taking too long, and her expectation, of course, was that he would do the experiments faster. And now with this reframed feedback, she was also going to help him find a way to speed up the process. Here's a couple other quick examples. Let's say you have an employee who has a problem following through on customer requests. Your self-talk might be just something very simple. He doesn't follow through with customer requests. Okay? So the reframed feedback would be, I expect you to make a plan and follow through with requests from customers. And a follow-up to that might be something like, let's talk about what that would look like with this recent customer request. Or, Let's say you have an employee who makes a lot of assumptions, and you really want them to stop making so many assumptions. A reframed feedback comment would be, let's discuss ways for you to make conclusions based on facts. So the moral of this story here is stop complaining and start expecting. That is, using the pragmatic technique of asking for what you want, reframing your complaints, and making statements about expectations, as well as ways to achieve the expected behavior, versus listing complaints, actually has two noteworthy results. Typically, managers are more likely to initiate a performance discussion because the wording and overall approach makes it more comfortable to deliver feedback. We've also found that the managers wind up having very productive conversations with the possibility of specific performance change. And the employee listens because they are clearer about what's expected, as opposed to focusing on what went wrong. Certainly, as a manager, being clear and specific about your expectations helps ensure that you and the employee can create a foundation for a future that's different than the past, which is surely a worthwhile result to aim for. And it increases engagement with the employee understanding more about what your expectations are. So, thank you for listening. Have the ideas here been helpful? Have they prompted you to consider the techniques that you're using for giving feedback? Are they producing more discord than engagement? Well, I hope you've gotten the idea from this podcast that we have some solutions to help you stop complaining and start expecting, just like the machine. Also, you can take a look at an article on our website entitled, Do You Give Good Performance Feedback? Our website is growthstrategypartners.com. When you go there, please click on the tab that says Resources and Articles and Books, and in there you'll find this article entitled, Do You Give Good Performance Feedback? Again, my name is Paul Plotzik, and I'd love to hear comments and concerns, questions you might have about this podcast, or if you'd love to brainstorm a solution to a situation in your company. Remember, our business is helping you grow yours. Again, Paul Plotzik, Growth Strategy Partners. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen.